The following recording has a number of different options available to you. The first is the recording of the current Daf Yomi 13th cycle, and it's done rather rapidly, without great detail. That's followed by a very fast review that enables you to go over the Daf in about 5 to 10 minutes. That's followed by a recording of the Daf Yomi from the previous cycle, done at greater length, more detail, and also with a different ambience, a different audience. You can use one for your original learning and one for your review, but whatever you do, enjoy. Today's daf from the Masechet Shabbat, brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Kuf Lamed. We start a new parak today, Rebbe Eliezer the Mila, and we are right at the beginning of the Halakha parak. So as we introduced in the last parak, that Osim Kol Tzorchei Mila B'Shabbat, we continue on with Rebbe Eliezer Shita. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Im Lo Evi Kli Me'erev Shabbat, Me'eviyo B'Shabbat. If you're talking about up until now doing Tzorchei Mila, that's one thing. But how about the Makshirim of Mila? Makshirim Mila is to have a knife to do the Mila with, and so on and so forth. What about if you forgot to bring a tool to do the Mila? So then bring it on Shabbat through Rishat HaRabim, but bring it Negula. Expose it so everybody can see what you're carrying. If there's a Gezerat HaMalchut against Mila, so it's dangerous for you to bring it open, so b'sakana mechaseo apiedim, have witnesses see what it is that you put into your pocket. V'yod amar Rabbi Eliezer, and when I say that you can bring makshire mila, what about makshirin of makshirin of makshirin of makshirin of mila? You can even do that. Let's say you don't have an isma, you don't have a mila knife. So then you can chop down trees in order to make the coals, in order to make the steel, in order to make the tool, and so on and so forth. So whatever it is that you need to do, you do, even though at each stage you may be mechalel Shabbat. So kortim etzim, la'asot pechamim, la'asot barzel, and so on. Whereas klal amar Rabbi Akiva, kol melacha she'efshar la'asota me'erev Shabbat, eina docheh et ha'Shabbat. Whatever could have been done from before is not docheh. So in other words, no makshirei mitzvah on a docheh Shabbos, because it could have been prepared before. Only what it is in the actual milah itself, she'efshar la'asota me'erev Shabbat, that and only that, because it's B'yom HaShmini specifically, that and only that is docheh et ha'Shabbat. Now, the question is, why did Rebbe Eliezer say you have to have the knife out in the open? Now, there's two ways to understand that. Time of the Rebbe Eliezer, Mishum Chavuvei Mitzvah. Is it that Rebbe Eliezer wants everybody to know how Chaviv, the Mitzvah of Mila, is that we were supposed to be Machal Shabbos for it? Or is it in the open because he's worried that people may be Choshedim, that he's carrying his iPod and not an isma for mila? So dilma mishum b'chshada. You'll say, is there a practical difference in halacha? Absolutely. L'may nafkamina. The nafkamina would be if it's not a sha'at sakana and he wants to bring it mechuse, and so he could bring it al pi edim. So if the svara is that the more chivuvei mitzvah is in exposure, so then you don't have a right to do it al pi edim. That's not the same chivuvei mitzvah. So yam rishum chivuvei mitzvah, then you don't have the right to be mechase with edim. So migula'im mechase lo. If you tell me it's only because we want people not to be choshed, you yam rishum cheshada. So then even if it would be shelo b'shata sakana, if you bring it with edim, it would be mutter, mechuse, shaper dami. My, what is the halacha? Itmar Amar Rabbi Levi, lo amrah Rabbi Eliezer, lechivuvei mitzvah. Rabbi Eliezer's point was that he wants everybody to see you being mechalel Shabbos for mila. Tani nami achi, it says indeed in the Braita, mevio megula, and it stresses, ve'eino mevio mechuse. In other words, what is he adding in those words? Don't think that al pi edim you could bring it mechuse unless there's a good reason for it. Om Ravashi, look, you don't need to look to a braita. Read the Mishnah carefully. You'll see exactly the same thing in the Mishnah. Matitinami deka. Diktani. ובשעת הסכנה מכסהו על פי עדים. אבל זה בשעת הסכנה. He could say, "Oh, mechaseu apedim." If he's saying "b'shata sakana," then he means "dafka b'sakana in." But "shelo b'shata sakana lo," you're not allowed to bring him mechuse even apedim unless there's a good reason to do so. Shema mina. So clearly, he wants you to bring it in the open whenever that's possible, which must mean that it's not because of chashad; it's b'shum chivuvim mitzvah, and indeed, shema mina conclusively. Tanya idaf meviyom megule ve'ein meviyom mechuse divrei Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yehuda omer mishum Rabbi Eliezer noagin hayu b'sha'at ha'sakana shehayu meviyim mechuse al pi edim. So here it's very clear when we look at that entire braita that it was a specific heter not to expose it only because of sakana. Iboilu. When we say al pi edim, what does that mean? Does that mean there should be another person with you? In other words, the two of you together will testify, so to speak. I mean, obviously, there's no real testimony here, but you're saying, you know, the equivalent of testimony. Or do we mean al pi edim other than yourself? Who betray? Well, I mean, look, it says ubesakana mechaseo al pi edim. I mean, if that means two other people who betray. Okay, so then that explains why we call that edim. Because you don't call himself a witness for what he's doing for himself. I mean, it's not suitable as a witness, b'chlal. But if you're going to tell me that it means him, one other person, you can't really call that edim, can you? Well, it's not as if we really need edim, obviously. The point is that there should be two people. That's what I'm saying. Maybe that's what it means. So why does it use the lashon of edim? People that would be the equivalent of edim b'makom acher. Normally, you have two people to be made. Obviously, when there's no edus, I can still use that as a borrowed term. Some would want to be medayik from here, that they really need to be royal. In other words, the other person can't be posulaitis, right? It can't be a korov or whatever the situation would be here. V'yodamar Rabbi Eliezer. Furthermore, it says Rabbi Eliezer, even the makshirim of the makshirim of the makshir. That's an rabbanon. B'mikomosh Rabbi Eliezer, truth is that in Rabbi Eliezer's town, ayu kortin etzim lasor pechamim lasor parzel b'shabbat, they followed his psak halacha to the T, and if in fact there was no ability to carry the ismo, because there wasn't one, and there wasn't even metal to make an ismo, and there wasn't the material to make the steel to make the ismo, they would go all the way back to Kritat Eitzim. And as far as an actual way of keeping a halacha, according to the psak of whoever the rav was there, b'mekomosh Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who paskins that even mirabana, there is no isser of eating chicken boiled in milk. So in his town, they used to eat basar of pechalav. They would eat a bird with boiled in milk. And indeed, Levi once came, Levi Yosef Rishba. He went to this house of Yosef, who was a trapper, and he had all kinds of exotic foods. And they bought before him to eat a reisha the tafta b'chalva, they brought him a peacock head boiled in milk. Well, he didn't eat it, man. Let me tell you. He was pretty shocked. Lo ocho, that kiyata b'kami to Rebbe. He told over this story to Rebbe. Rebbe said, my God, you should have put this guy into nidui. What kind of chutzpah is that? Amai lo tashrim tino, but he doesn't hold of the gzeira the rabbonim not to eat of b'chalav. So Levi said, look, I'm not the Rav over there. It's the city is Rabbi Yehuda ben Batera's city. And maybe he was Derech Lahalocha like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. The Tanan Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer. Ne'emar lo tochlu kol nevela. Notice that the Torah puts together lo tochlu kol nevela and the Gera Shebesharech, etc., etc. Lo tvashel gdi b'chalevimo. So apparently, Lot Vashel Gediba Chalevimo is related to Lot Chluko Nevela. And that tells me, only things which require Shechita are Aser Mlevasha B'chalev. But a something that does not have an Iser Nevela, let's say Dagim, Chagavim, so there's no Iser to be Mlevasha B'chalev. You might think that a bird which you need to shecht, and therefore it's aser mishum nevela. Yochol, that a bird would be aser to cook in chalav. Talmud lomer b'chalev imo yatzaof she'en lo chalavim. Obviously, we don't stretch the imagination. Could we say that the Torah is referring to the bird's mother? A bird's mother doesn't have, there's no such thing. It doesn't have milk. And therefore, it's obviously a reference to mammals. So that means that he didn't even ask for min rabbanan. Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, you should know, there was a certain city in Eretz Israel, Shayu Asink Rebbe Eliezer, they actually kept la halacha, the mitzvah, the way Rebbe Eliezer said, to be korei tzim, to be osep chamim, etc. And just as they were mekayim mitzvat milah bizman, so too are you metim bizmanam. People died when they were good and old. And not only that, there was once a historical maisa where Pamachat Gazra Malchuta Rasha'ah Gzeirah Yisrael Al Milah. The Romans were once gozer against Mila, and guess what? That city was not included in the Gezerah. So you see that for keeping the mitzvah of Mila the way it was supposed to be with Hakpada, obviously we don't paskin like this, but you go according to your psak. And because of that, they were zeicha not to be included in the Gezera Keneged Milah. Now, this is, of course, a general rule. People have this feeling of that the way that they see the halacha is the only way that you can do the halacha. So if somebody else is passing like somebody else, you know, then already it's a, you know, it's a lifneiver. You can't give him, can't allow him to do something which he thinks is mutter if you think it's usher. Unless, of course, it's opening a soda bottle on Shabbat. I mean, you're not going to go without your soda bottle, so you can ask him to open a soda. But other than that, but that's not really the halacha. Obviously, there's no lifnei iver for somebody doing precisely what it is that he was told he's allowed to do. He could be semech, even if it's shaloka halacha, as long as the way Reb Moshe, actually, somebody asked Reb Moshe this in the tshuva. I mentioned to you there was all mice with my father's atzal. In Baltimore, there's a Rav who paskin, you use a microphone. And Reb Moshe had paskin, and microphones were awesome. And not only that, he said, you know, any chazan that was in a shul that used a microphone, he's not kosher to use it in an Orthodox shul because he's a Mechal Shabbos. So there was this guy in Baltimore who was a chazan in that shul, which is a completely frum shul, which is that he paskin, not like Reb Moshe. So this other shul wanted him, and what do you mean? Reb Moshe says that he's a Mechal Shabbos. So he came to my father's atzal. He was so upset. What do you think, Reb Moshe paskin that nobody else is allowed to paskin any other way? He called Reb Moshe. So chas v'sholom, if he was going up the halacha, his rov, I'm talking about those who bedafka don't accept halacha, accepts halacha. Of course, he actually has a written tshuva. In general, about whether there's such a thing as a lifneiv or l'shitatcha. He says the only time you could maybe stretch it, if all of the paskin pe'achad, paskin not like that, it could be already that there's an Indian of lotasur, if an entire door doesn't paskin like that. But otherwise, everybody has a right to paskin halacha. Okay. So Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer, kol mitzvah shekiblu aleihem besimcha. Any mitzvah that was originally accepted with a sense of joy, could go milah, where we see sasanochi alimratera gematzei shalorav, so that people have a joy in milah, they make a soda for milah, and so on. Adayin osim ota besimcha, they still do it with simcha, and they make beautiful simcha for the mitzvah milah. But the things that they were mekabel alim biktata. For instance, anything that has to do with arayot, it says Vayishma Moshe et ha'am bochel mishpachotav, which we darsh, the one thing that everybody was upset about was crying about their mishpachot. And we understand that to mean aliskei mishpachotav. All of a sudden, women that were previously mutorot, comes along the Torah, now it's machbram b'nei Yisrael, that they have a broader spectrum of arayot, and they were crying about this. So, there's still problems. Anything that has to do with those kind of issues. Did you ever see a ketubah that there wasn't some kind of fighting over? I mean, there's always everybody's got something to say. You know, You know, whether it's at the ketuvah or whether it's at the tanoim, there's always a problem. So leke ketuvah de lo rama batigra. So even if they make the chasen, nobody's ever happy. So everybody's got complaints. And as opposed to the beautiful grod that says adayin, the implication is even though you wouldn't expect it to be so, but it's still like that. So he says the point is that the mila was originally given bishmini in order to allow the parents to be able to be mutar to each other. Why is it bishmini? So the Medrash says it was bishmini because shaloyu kulam smechim and avi ve'imo are not allowed to be together. They are bitsar. So, but nowadays, where anyway you're bitsar, because now you're in Shivas Vakiyim with all of these new chumras, so you'd think that now it would not be besimcha. Adayini besimcha. Same thing is true with Arayot. The Chachomim, at the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, says they were mevatel, the Yetzer Hara, for at least Krovim. So for incestuous Arayot, they were mevatel. So nowadays you would think, okay, so now we can get by. So they found something else to fight about sex. So now it's the ksuva. But whatever it is, you'll always find something. But things haven't changed. That's the adayin, the beautiful, beautiful diyuk. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer, kol mitzvah shemasru Yisrael atzvam aleim libita pashar gzirat amalchut. Things that Klal Yisrael stood up against the Romans or others who attempted to dissuade them from mitzvah. Let's say avodat kochavim, milah. There's so many stories of martyrdom for those mitzvahs. Adayin u'muchzeket biyadam. Those mitzvahs remain strongly in the hands of Yisrael. So even people who don't believe in anything, for some reason, they'll still be mal their children. They won't go into the church. But mitzvah shalom. Let's say tefillin. So still nobody wears tefillin. Adayin u'muchzeket biyadam. The Omer Rabbi Yanai, why do I say they weren't Meisr Nefesh? Because Rabbi Yanai says, Tefillin Tzrichin Guf Naki, you have to have a clean body like Elisha Ba'al HaKnafayim. Now, what is this? We'll have to get to the end to hear the story. So, what is the Ba'al HaKnafayim? Why did they call him Elisha, the Baal, the one who had the wings, Ma'i? So, first of all, what are you referring to when you say Guf Naki? So Abaye says, Shalai Yafiach, then. You have to be careful you're wearing your tefillin not to release flatulence. Rav Amar Shalai Yishan Ben. Rav says, you even have to be careful to be in a matzah where you don't fall asleep, where in your sleep you may be mekal your tefillin. So Amai Karle Elisha Bal Kedafayim, and why did we call him the Bal HaKnafayim? Because Pam Achat, Kesvah Malchut HaRashah, Gzera Yisrael, Shekol HaMiniach Tefillin HaRashah, Yikru Et Bocho. If anybody's wearing tefillin, we'll gouge out your brain where your tefillin were, you know? Elisha used to be Miniach Tefillin, and he would go outdoors wearing his tefillin at Salashuk. One time he goes out, and a policeman sees him. So Rav Kazdorach HaRatz Milfanav, he starts running. The guy chases him, traps him in an alleyway. Kivan Shigia Etzlo, he comes to him, he grabs him off of his head and puts him in his hand. Hey, buddy, what's in your hand? I'm in the Mabayatcha. Oh, my hand? No, it's just some wings from a dove. But Kanfeyona. And he opens up his hand. Sure enough, that's what is in his hand. And the Ficha, Chayukorino to Balaknafayim. That's why they call him Balaknafayim. So obviously, Rashi understands, obviously, that since this was such an unusual Maisa, and we made it now a Simon Ladovri, a model, it must be that that's not the standard Maisa, you know? It must be that in general people weren't Maisa Nefesh, like the old story of the lion and the cub, you know, the famous story of the lion and the cub. Lion is training his son how to go out there and to hunt, and he sends him off. The kid comes back with his tail between his legs, shaking, trembling. He says, well, what happened? What happened? Well, he says, I went out there, and I come, I see this wall with a gate, and on top of the wall, there's a big picture of a man standing with his foot on a lion that he killed. Oh, he says, the father, believe me, if it happened every day, they wouldn't put it on top of the wall. So that's exactly this for it. This is how Rashi understands it. Others learn that the pshat is that Elisha should have stood up to the guy. He should have told him, drop dead. What do you mean, what am I wearing? You shouldn't have taken his tefillin off. I'm wearing tefillin. You don't like it? Tough. So Actually, there's a question. Why wasn't he believed to be Meiser Nefesh since B'shas HaGzeir, even on something that is the smallest thing of all? You're supposed to be Meiser Nefesh. So Rishonim explained that you're only those things which in doing, you're taking yourself out of the way that normally the Yisrael act. To say, I don't wear tefillin when I'm on the road or whatever, not everybody wears tefillin on the road. Now for that, you're not believed to be Meiser Nefesh. Why, by the way, did he choose, of all crazy things, to say that he's carrying the wings of a dove? So Maishna Kanfeyon Adom Aleikam. He could have said, I don't know, if you want to talk about wings, he could have talked about any bird, no? Or he could have said, Sharofot. Ah, because Klal Yisrael was always compared to a Yonah. So the Damia Knesset Yisrael the Yonah, Shem Kanfe Yonah Nechpa Bekesev, Vavroter Birakrak Charutz. So it's as if the wings, or the feathers, are covered with silver, and the wings are made out of finest gold. Why is that? Because my Yonah Zo Knefer Meginot Aleha, Af Yisrael Mitzvot Meginot Aleyem. So the same way that the Yonah doesn't fight with its beak, it fights with its wings, and remarkable consistency. One has to really admire Emunah. So, and the Ga'enim bring that with one wing it covers its children so that they should be protected, and the other wing it does its fighting. So to Yisrael, mitzvot meginot aleihem. Omer Rabba Baravad, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Ba'am achat shachachu, v'lo hiviu hizmo me'erev Shabbat. So one time they forgot, and they didn't bring the Yizmon into the bayis that was going to be the Mila. And they brought it on Shabbat, but they brought it derech gagot, derech hatzerot. Some have the girsa, others don't have the girsa, we suggested later. So they didn't bring it derech reshut harabim. And this was, Rebbe Eliezer was very upset about it. It was against his sheet that Shalom Baratzer Rebbe Eliezer. Matkiflor of Yezer, what do you mean Shalom Baratzer Rebbe Eliezer? I mean, he's the one that's matir. I mean, Rebbe Adarab, Rebbe Eliezer the Shori. If you're going to try to tell me that Shalom Baratzon Rebbe Eliezer, because after all, Rebbe Eliezer Shari Afilu B'Shut Rabim, he holds it's Mutter even B'Shut Rabim, and over here, they were only matir. Derech Gagot, Derech Hatzerot. Therefore, it was Baratzon Rabbanan, meaning those who argued on Rebbe Eliezer, the Asru Derech Reshut Rabim, but they were Matir Derech Gagot, Derech Hatzerot, V'Karfei Fot. As long as you carried in a place that wasn't Reshut Rabim, it would be Mutter. That's not even true. It's not true. They were not Matir. Umishori, V'Tanya. Does it not say in the Brayta that the Chachamim argued and Rebbe Eliezer say, not only do we argue about Reshut Rabim, but kishem shein mevino to derech reshut harabim, in the same way that you wouldn't bring an Ismail through reshut harabim, kachem mevino to lo derech gagot lo derech karfifot lo derech hatzerot, we do not allow you to carry it even through reshuyo derabanan. So how do you explain this? It should. I mean, you want to say it's shalok ratzu Rabbi Eliezer, it's shalok ratzu the chachamim also. Elam Ravashi, no, it means shalok ratzu Rabbi Eliezer, meaning the Shitot of Rebbe Eliezer, those who argue with him included in our Mishnah, Rebbe Eliezer Umachlu Koto, those who argue on him, meaning the Chachomim here, but they were doing it Alibid Rebbe Shimon. This Shit of Rebbe Shimon has nothing to do with Mila. Rather, it's Rebbe Shimon who holds that Echad Gagot, Echad Karfeifot, Echad Katzerot, Kulam Reshut Achate Lekelem Sheshavtu B'Tochan. So basically, Rabbi Shimon says, this whole halacha that we are so familiar with, that we're not metalta from one reshut hayachid to another reshut hayachid. So in other words, if you have two different houses that open up into a chatzim, belonging to two different people, the very fact that it belongs to two different people is an extension of the concept of reshut hayachid, private reshuyot, in which case you cannot move from one private reshut to another private reshut, or from one private reshut to a reshut shared by two different people, because it's also a different reshut. That's why we need Erev Chatzerot. However, things that were in the Chatzer, so they can be carried from one Chatzer to another Chatzer to a Karfaf, which is a wide area that's surrounded by a wall, but which isn't made for using as a Rishut HaYachid, or for the Gagot, which belong to mixed Rishuyot. The fact is that if it wasn't in the house, and it was initially in a mixed Rishut, all mixed Rishuyot are the same. So you'd be allowed to carry, forget about an Ismail of Mila, you'd be allowed to carry from one end of the city to the other, as long as it never passes through a house. So it started in the chutzner, ends up in another chutzner across town, went over the top of roofs, different carfei fort and so on, backyards, front yards, that's okay. Bo'mine Rebbe Zera Mireb Asi. Well, what about a mofui? Shalonish tatfubo. I understand that Rabbi Shimon is being matir, all of these Rishuyot, but there's one thing, however, that isn't clear, because how about a Mavui? A Mavui normally requires Shituf Mevaot in order to carry from the Chatzar into the Mavui, right? Now, if you have a Kli that was left in the Mavui, is that the same thing as a Kli that was left in the Chatzar? And you can carry all through the chutzner and gagos and so on? Or is a mavui different? I want to know whether a mavui is basically a karmelit, you can only carry arba amot, or you can carry through the whole thing. Malatata bakula, here's my question. Mi amrina kechatzer dami, do we say, look, it's basically a chutzner, okay? A chutzner, the din is afagav de lo irvo, even though the houses in it weren't ma'arev, you have a chair that was left outside in the chutzner. You can carry anywhere in that chutzner. You want to sit in the sun, carry it from one end to the other end without any kind of erev. It's mutar l'talta b'kula. Okay, so the same thing should be true. If you left a chair in a mavui, you can use that too. So I know me, afagav lo nishtatfu bo, but the din of shitav in a mavui is the equivalent of eruv in a chatzar. If you weren't nishtatif in the mavui, it shouldn't be different than being in a chatzar without an eruv. Therefore, it should be mutar l'talta b'kula. Now that's the first answer that comes to mind. However, there is a big difference, because odilma lo dami, it could be it's really not similar to chatzar, because a chatzar, after all, by definition, is surrounded by four mechitzot. So itle arba mechitzot, but the mavui doesn't really have four mechitzot. Mavui is open on one end, and it just has a heker on that end of a lechi or a korah. So it has only three mechitzot. But itle arba mechitzot, there's another very clear-cut difference also. A chatzar is made for living in. A mavui is made for passing through. You don't leave things out in a chatzar, generally, in a mavui, generally speaking. In a chatzar, you leave all the things that are meant for the chatzar. There's plenty of lawn chairs out in the chatzar all the time. And therefore, it could be that a chatzar eat le diurin, but a mavui let le diurin, and therefore you don't count it as a place of being one thing to use. Shatik, v'lomer le v'lomidi. Rabbi Asi did not answer Rabbi Zera. Obviously, he did not remember the halacha. Zimni, now, another occasion came along where Zera found Rabbi Asi, and Ashka Diyati Vika Omar, and he was saying, you know, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish quoted Rabbi Yehuda Nasi as saying that Pa'am Achat Shachachu V'lo Heviu Izmo Me'erev Shabbat, and they brought it on Shabbat. Now, nobody understood. What? Hayadavar Kashelach Chachamim. For heaven's sakes, how in the world are you Meniach Divrei Chachamim and your Osik Rebbe Eliezer? I mean, first of all, Rebbe Eliezer is Shamuti. Shamuti, that's clear in the Yerushalmi, as Tosis brings over here, Shamuti means from Beit Shammai. We don't paskin like Beit Shammai. The problem is that often Rashi says Shamuti means he was put into Nidui. And that was the whole mice, and the Rebbe Eliezer refused to go back on his Shita. And the Rishonim ask on Rashi, first of all, what a horrible way to refer to Rebbe Eliezer as Shamutiyu. But anyway, I mean, just because someone is in Nidui, we don't paskin like him, or whoever is such a thing. Somebody gives you a good svara, so now there's a rule, you can't paskin like somebody in Shamuti, because in Nidui, it doesn't say anything like that. And therefore, they understand, like the Rishami says, that he comes from Beit Shammai, and we paskin, we have the klal that halachas kebeit hillel. But anyway, forget about that. If you have a machlokas between one individual, on the one end, Rebbe Eliezer, on the other end, you have the chakonim, isn't the klal yachid v'rabim, halacha k'rabim? So Rabbi Hoshaya said, I was troubled by that, and I asked Rabbi Yehuda the Mayor, Rabbi Yehuda HaGozer, what was the mice over there? And he said, my God, it wasn't what you're saying over properly when they brought it for Shabbat. When they say they brought it on Shabbat, it means they brought it in a mavui that there was no shituf mevo'ot. And they brought it from one end of the mavui to the other. This is one pshat, the way Tosfos understands it. That's the simplest way of learning. And that's what happened. So that vumi, Irish, Irish, you brought it from one end to the other. So then, when Ravasi said this, so then Rav Zera said to him, oh my gosh, in other words, what you're saying is that Savalei Lamar Mova Shalom Nishtatfu Bo Mutalat Alta Bakulo. So in other words, you're saying, says Rabbi Zera, that you hold that you're allowed to carry from one end. You're saying this over like it's the aloha. You're allowed to carry from one end of the Mova to the other? He said, yeah, of course, that is what I hold. I'm like, but I've asked you this question and you never answered me. Now, obviously, you didn't know the halacha. So, Zimni Boimirok, and you refused to answer. Is it possible that maybe you forgot and now it just came back to you as you were saying over this maisa? So, Dilma Agav Shitfacha, right? Lecha Gemaracha. Maybe now, since you were in a flow, so you just flowed with it. And this was the Gemara that you had learned. I'm like, yes, it's exactly what happened. Agav shitfa rahita li gemori. My gemara started running, and I just ran with it. You know, so that was exactly what the halacha is. Now that's the simple way of learning the sugya. The problem is that Rashi learns that the knife was in a house at one end of the mavri, and the tinok was in a house in the other end of the mavri. In which case, nobody had been matir carrying from a house into the mavri. So what in the world does this have to do with the question that he originally asked? The question that he had asked was, are you allowed to carry from one end of a mavui to another for kelim that had been left in the mavui for Bein HaShemeshot? The Rashi is completely messing up the whole sugya by saying it was in a house. And there's a lot of work on what it is that Rashi was saying. So basically, I mean, the approach that is generally taken is that Rashi holds that since it was Lutzerach Mila, where were the Chachomim, Ramami Divrei Mafil B'Bakam Kares, which is here, they're saying, don't carry there at Gargas Chatzeros and so on, which was only Alibud Rabbi Shimon. That's where it would be something that is easily confusable with Kalim in the Bayit. So if we would allow you to carry from the Bayit there, where there's Kalim anyway, once you have Kalim, that are in the Bayit, the Kelim that are in the Chatzer, so then people would think that Stam you're allowed to carry, not because of the Mila. Bashen Kein, in a Mavui, there are no Kelim, generally speaking. And therefore, they weren't mind, but it's clear that if I'm carrying this for the Tzer of the Mitzvah, I'm not going to come to be Mater in general, Tiltal of the Kelim, from the, because there's no Kelim generally there. And therefore, that wasn't the question. The question was only Legabe, the tilta from one end to the other. The obvious question is, once we're matter from to carry for a year, maybe we're matter carrying the whole way? Okay. So Rashi is tough. But in any event, we see from over here that indeed it's mutter to carry in a mavui. It appears to be, no matter what the situation, and you can carry from one end to the other. Itmar Amar Bzera Amar Rav, it's not so simple. A mavui shalonishtat bubo ein metaltin bo'ala barba amot. You're not allowed to carry from one end to the other. Now, Abaya says, yeah, but he didn't tell you the whole story. He only told you half of the story. But he didn't explain it. Rabba Baravua came along and he explained what Rav's psak was. The Rabzera left out the context. And that's really going to mess you up. Because the Amar Ibn Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, Amar Rav, Mavui shalonishtatfu bo is a complex situation. The din is that remarkably and counterintuitively, what happens is that you have to see what the din was about the chatzerot before you decide what the din is of the mavui. So therefore, if irvu chatzerot imabatim, so if the batim made an erev chatzerot, then you're not allowed to carry in the mavui. Sein metatalim bo ela b'arba amot, as if it's a carmelite. But if the chatzerot did not make an erev with the batim, then you're allowed to carry in the whole mavui. What? What kind of weird halacha is that? I understand. I mean, look, the only thing I can assume is like this, that if you have an erev between the chatzerot and batim, what happens under such circumstances is the way the Erev works is that the entire thing essentially becomes a common home. Since it becomes a common home, there is no chatzer. If there is no chatzer, then you cannot be matir the mavoi for carrying. Why? Because Rav would here be going according to Ishita. Rav explains that the meaning of the Lechi and the Korah, that we were gozer on a mavui, is only in a case where it has a din of a mavui al pi halacha. And what is that? En amavui nitar b'lechi v'korah, unless you have homes and chatzerot that now open into this mavui. So in other you have two chatzerot, and each one of these two chatzerot have homes opening into them. And therefore, that would be a mavui that is considered to have a lechi and a korah as a reshus before the atzma. But if now one of these chatzerot have disappeared, where do they disappear? They disappeared because of the fact that they're no longer a chatzer. They have a din of a bayin. So now there's only one chatzer. So therefore, you have batim, maybe, but you don't have chatzerot. Since you don't have chatzerot, we can't be matir the mavui. We give it, therefore, the din of the same din as if it would be reshut rabim or a carmelite, arba amot. But it's pretty smart, but it doesn't work. Because if you didn't make an eruv, so then these homes are, for all intents and purposes, the doors are shut, right? You can't carry anything out of the homes. Which means that the homes don't open into the mavui anymore. There are no homes. Only chatzerot open into the mavui. But Rav said you need to have homes opening up into the mavui. So then we should say, lichazino lahani batim, these batim should be essentially sealed, okay? Because vis-a-vis the mavui, you can never get anything from the batim into the mavui, and therefore the homes are unrelated to the mavui. So lichazino lahani batim kama distimidami, in which case we only have chatzerot, and we don't have batim, so we should have the same problem in either direction. I don't understand. No, that's not a problem. You know why? Because even without an eruv, you could still carry from the house into the mavri. How? Everybody could get together, and they could be mavatel. Let's say there's four homes. Three out of the four homes could say to the guy in the fourth home, you know what? We're mevatel all our rights to the chatzer to you. Now this chatzer is a private rishus to him. So without an eruv, he's allowed to carry in it. They can't carry from their house, but he can carry from his house into the mavui. And therefore, in that direction, it would be possible to be mevatel a rishus to the kula lagabe chad. And therefore, you do have homes. Wait a minute. You don't have homes. You have a home. Because you could only have everybody be mevatel rishus to one. If you're mevatel rishus to two, then you still have two people, in which case neither of them could carry. And you said Rav is only matir the mavui if two people have homes that open into the mavui. So if you only have a bayit ika, you don't have a batim, do you? Well, I mean, what you could do is you could do from morning to noon, you could give it to one guy, and then they could, from noon to night, they could change it and give it to another guy. So then you would have two batim, right? So after mitzafravat palalga diyuma, you give it to dayar A, and mipalga diyuma lapanya, everybody's mevatel to dayar B, so you have batim. Nah, come on, man. So bina ditai letai, you never have batim. You always have a bayit, it's just a different bayit. Rav said you need batim. Show me when you have batim. Sometimes you have bayit A, and sometimes you have bayit B. But the whole point of being matir with the lechi and korah is to have batim. So this was a rather brilliant approach, but it's one of those brilliant approaches that don't work out when you get into the details. El Amar Rav Ashi, look, it's very simple. Mi garam lachatzerot. It's not because bati mechatzerot rav svara, because that wouldn't make any sense. But the svara is this. Why do we need a shitof in the first place, okay? Mi garam lachatzerot sheyeyasru. It's the fact that there are batim. If it wouldn't be for this batim, so then chotzer mavi is all one rishus, because as Rabbi Shimon said, all these things, these semi-rishut ayachids, are all considered to be one rishut. And Rav Paskin's like that. So if there was no eruv with the batim and the chatzerot, so what happens? In that case, you don't have anything that would be coming out of the batim into the chotzer. And because of that, if there was no eruv with the chatzerot, it's all mutter. Because basically, you only have things that were not in the house. But the moment that you've got an eruv, you now have things that were taken out of the homes and were put into the chotzer. But if you have things that are taken out of the homes, put into the chotzer, then you're no longer allowed to carry in this mavui. So basically, as long as we can view this mavli and chotzer as all one rishus, because there's nothing here that's a problem to take out from one to the other, we simply adopt Rib Shimon's opinion that it's all one place. If it's all one place, we're not going to treat it like a carmelite, and you can carry from one end to the other without any problem. The moment we have things from the house that are in the chotzer, then already you can't carry from the chotzer into the mavli unless you made a shituf. And at that point, the mavli becomes a place that is usser. Once it's usher, we treat it like a carmelite, and we give it a din of ein metatlin bo ela b'arba amot, and that explains very clearly the difference, the impact on the mavli, as to whether there was a eruv between the batim and the chatzerot, something which is counterintuitive and yet quite understandable.
Rabbi Eliezer Omer Emelovi klim erev Shabbat mevio b'Shabbat megule u'b'sakana mechaseo apedim. Vod Amar Rabbi Eliezer korti meitzim lasot chamim lasot barzel klal Amar Rabbi Akiva. No way. Kol b'lacha shefshal lasotah me'erev Shabbat eina doche et haShabbat. Only what is eifshal lasotah me'erev Shabbat doche et haShabbat. Yiboy. Time with the Rabbi Eliezer b'shul chavuvi mitzvah odim b'shul chshada l'may nafkamina latim mechusel peidim not b'shat zekana se'i amret b'shul chivuvi mitzvah. So then it has to be Megula, but Mechuselo. If it's only Mishum Chshada, as long as you avoid the Chshad, Afilu Mechusel Shapir Damimai. Itmar, Ob Rabbi Levi, Lo Amra, Rabbi Eliezer, Ela Lechavuve Mitzvah. Tanya Miyachi, Mevio Megula, Ve'ein Mevio Mechusel. If Rabbi Eliezer, see, that there's no way he would allow you, okay, if it wouldn't be B'shat Sakana. Amar Ravashi, look, Matniti Nami Deka. Why do you think it mentions in the Mishnah, U'B'shat Sakana, Mechaseo Apeidim? It's telling you, B'sakanain, Shalom B'shat Sakana, lo. Which means that obviously it's B'shul Chivuvei Mitzvah, Shmamina, and only because of the Sakana can we be Mevater on Chivuvei Mitzvah. Tan Yidach Meviu Megula Veino Meviu Mechused Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yudah Omer Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. No Agin Ayu B'Shat HaSakana Shiyu Meviu Mechused Al Piedim. Yiboilu. When you say Al Piedim, the comma, is that Iyu V'Chayt or Dilma Hu V'Tre? Tashma B'Sakana Mechaseo Al Piedim. I mean, Edim. Only the word only makes sense if it's Hu V'Tre. Fine, Shaper, but if it's Hu V'Chayt, how could he be made on himself? No, that's that. The meaning of edim is shira'uyim la'id b'makom acher. Here we don't need edim literally. V'yod amar Rabbi Eliezer. Turn around. B'makomos Rabbi Eliezer ayu korti meitzim lasot chamim lasot barzel b'shabbat. B'makomos Rabbi Yosef aglila yochlim sar of b'chalav. In fact, Levi ikla Levi Yosef rishba and krivu le'yurisha the tafta b'chalav v'lo achal. Kiyata l'kaim in the Rebbe Yomalei, oi, vavoi, amai lo tashimtino. Amalei, look, it's atu d'rbiyudu b'b'teira havi. Ve'amina, what do I know? Do you madarsh look Rabbi Yosef Aglili? The Tan Rabbi Yosef Aglili Omer. Ne'amar lo tochlu kol nevela lo tevasher gdi b'chalev imo. Which teaches me that shasur mishum nevela asur levasher b'chalav. You might think, oh, shasur mishum nevela yochi asur levasher b'chalav. Talmud omar b'chalev imo yatzav shimu chalavim. Omer Yitzchak Ira Chat Eta Beret Yisrael Shoyo Osin Kereb Eliezer Vayu Meitim Bizmanam Velo Od Ela Shepa'am Achar Gazra Malchut Arshah Gzera Yisrael Al Amila Velo Tayir Lo Gazra Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Kol Mitzvah Shekiblu Aleihem Besimcha Kegon Mila Dektiv Sas Anochi Al Imratecha Kibotzei Shalal Rav Adayin Osim Ota Besimcha וכל מצווה שקיבלו עליהם בקטטה, כגון העריות, הכתיב הישמע משה את העם, בוכה למשפחותיו, ושמידר שמתמין על עסקי משפחותיו, עדיין עושים אותה בקטטה, דלק הכתוב על הרם בבת תגרה. תני רבי שמעון בן אלעזר אומר, כל מצווה שמסרו ישראל עצמם עליהם למיטה בשעת גזירת המלכות, כגון עבודת כוכבים ומילה, עדיין היא מוחזקת בידם. וכל מצווה שלא מסרו ישראל עצמם עליהם למיטה בשעת גזירת המלכות, כגון תפילין, עדיין הוא מרופא בידם. How do I know they were not מסר נפש? תיום רבי ינאי תפילין צריכים גוף נקי כלי שבל כנפיים. מהי יום רבי שלא יפיח בהם, רוב אנו שלא יישם. ומאי קורא לאלישע בעל כנפיים שפעם אחת עזרה מלכות הרשעה גזירה על ישראל שכל המניח תפילין הראשו יקרו את מוחו והיה אלישע מניח תפילין ויצא לשוק ראו כסדור אחד רץ בלפניו רץ אחריו כיוון שגיע אצלו נטלן מראשו וחזן בידו אמר לי מה בידיך אמר כנפי יונה פשט את ידו, and sure enough, נמצא בו כנפי יונה, and לפיך היו קוראים אותו בעל הכנפיים, which proves that this was a rare story, says Rashi, or which proves he didn't have the guts to stand up like a man and tell them it's tefillin. נמי שנה כנפי יונה, דאמר לו, ולא אמר לו ישר אופות, ושם נדעים הכנסת לישראל ליונה, שם הכנפי יונה נכפה בכסף, ועברותיה בירק רק חרוץ. מה יונה זו? כנפי המגינות עליהן, אף ישראל מצוות מגינות עליהן. אומר בבא ברבן, אמר רבי יצחק, פעם אחת שקחו ולא הביאו איזמה מערב שבת. הביאו בשבת דרך גגות ודרך חצרות, שלא כרצון רבי אליעזר. מה תקיף רבי אליעזר? שלא רצון רבי אליעזר, עד הרבה. I thought רבי אליעזר was the one who's matir. וכי תאמר שלא רצון רבי אליעזר who's matir, אפילו ברשות הרבים. אלא ברצון רבנן. They also derech reshut rabim v'shol derech gagot v'derech hatzirot v'karfifot. It's not true. V'atanya, k'shem she'im ivinot derech reshut rabim, k'achem ivinot lo derech gagot v'lo derech karfifot v'derech hatzirot. Elam ravashi shalom b'tzon Rebbe Eliezer, including machlukoto v'chachomi. Elam, who was going according to b'tzon Rabbi Shimon, b'tzon Rabbi Shimon amer, אחד גגות, אחד קרפפות, אחד חצרות, כולם רשות אחת הן לכלים ששפטו בתוכן ולא לכלים ששפטו בתוך הבית. בואו מנה רב זרם רב אסי, what about a מבוי? I noticed, it didn't say, it just said גגות, את חצרות, את קרפפות. A מבוי, do we say? מה לטלת בכולו? I mean, on the surface, מי אמרי כוחץ אדמי? מערכות שרף אגב דלו עירבו, מותר לטלת בכולו. הינמי אף אגב דלו נשתתפו בו, מותר לטלת בכולו. Or perhaps it's very different. אדמי לחוצר, חוצר. אית לארבע מחיצות, הילת לארבע מחיצות. Furthermore, הינמי חצר, אית לדיורין, הילת לדיורין. שותק ולא אמר לי ולא מידי. זין לנעש כדיוטי וכאמר, עומר רבי שמעון בן לקיש, בשום רבי ידע נשיאה, פעם אחת שקחו ולא הביאו איזמו מערב שבת, והביאו בשבת, והיה הדבר קשה לחכמים, איך מניחים דברי חכמים, ועושים כרבי אליעזר, אחד הרבי אליעזר שמותי, ועוד יוחד ורבי מלוכה כרבי, ויאמר רבי שיה שאילת את רבי ידע הגוזר, ויאמר לי, it was a mother שלא נשתתפו בו, and they were I too, מהי רשע להי רשע, and it was only with רבי שמעון, and we paskin like that. אמר, so another one, שתפיר לי למר, מובי שלא נשתתפו בו, מותר לטלתו בכולו? אמר, yeah. אמר, but זימני בו, מנך, he never answered me. דילמה, אגב, שיתפך, ראית לך גמרא? אמר, yeah, אגב, שיתפי, ראית לי גמרא? איתמר, אמר רבי זירא, אמר רב, מובי, שלא נשתתפו בו, אין מטלטלים בו אלא בארבע עמות. אמר רבי המילטו, אמר רבי זר ולא פירשה. עד יות הרבה ברבו, פירשה, what did רב mean? אמר רבי נחמן, אמר רבי ברבו, אמר רב, it depends. אם עובד שלא נשתתפו בו, ירבו חצרות עם הבתים, אין מטלטלים בו אלא בארבע עמות. לא ירבו חצרות עם הבתים, מותר לטלטל בכולו. אמר לי רב חזינו חוזר לרבה, מה ישנה כי ירבו חצרות עם הבתים? דניתקו חצרות ונעשו בתים, which would be רב לטיימי. די אומר רב, אינו מובי ניתו בלכי וקורא, עד שהוא בתים וחצרות פתוחים לתוכו. And now, once you did this, there are בתים, but the חצרות have disappeared to become part of the בתים, so חצרות לקה, but then it shouldn't make a difference, because if you're a low ירבו, then you should view the בתים as basically being sealed up, because you can't take anything out of them. Come on, destimi dami. In which case, you only have chatzerot, you don't have batim. No, because you see, in that direction, okay, but even if they would, it would be a bayit, it wouldn't be batim. Well, we could be mitzaf, ravat pagadim l'gabichad, and mi pagadim l'pani l'gabi somebody else, right? No, not right. So if sof b'ida d'itai, let the lahai. We got to look for some more prosaic reason here. Elam ravashi migaram l'chatzerot sheyeasru. Batim. And in this case, leka.
Rabbi Eliezer omer, im lo hevi kli, merav Shabbat, mevio b'Shabbat. Even if you hadn't brought the knife to do the milah on before Shabbat, you can bring it on Shabbat, be over on the Isser of Hotzah, and you should do this migulah, you should see to it that everybody sees that knife as you're carrying it. Now, we're going to ask in the Gemara why that's true. Ubisakana, now if it's during a time in which there's a gezerah against milah, so then you can indeed be mechaseru, you can cover it, but it needs to be al pi edim. It needs to be clear that you are carrying a sakin shel mila. The question why it needs to be clear, it seems evident that otherwise people will be choshed you that you're carrying something on Shabbos. So therefore, if you have witnesses, it becomes known that what it was that you were carrying was a kli shel heter on Shabbos. The Yoda Amar is, kortim etzim lasot chamim, lasot barzel. Not only that I allow you to bring makshire mila that are immediately usable, you can do any of the prior steps to create that kli for the mila. So in other words, you'd be able to chop down wood, which then has to be turned into charcoal, which then has to be used in the steel making process, which then has to be turned into an ismil. Each and every one of these steps is karuch with the malachat Shabbat. You could do all of them, because anything that is part of the hefshir is part of the heter to do mila on Shabbat. כלל אמר רבי עקיבא, כל מלאכה שאפשר לעשותה מערב שבת, אינה דוחה עד השבת. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer argues, Rabbi Akiva argues Rabbi Eliezer. And he says that any malacha that could have been done, even including the carrying of the Ismail on Shabbos, is no longer דוחה עד השבת. It's only שאי אפשר לעשותה מערב שבת. It's the מילה itself, which couldn't be done on ערב שבת because it's אין הזמנה. That is דוחה עד השבת. Now the question is, why did Rebbe Eliezer specifically say that you have to carry the knife in the broad daylight, that everybody should see it? There's two possibilities. I mean, he may simply be saying, let everybody know that it's a kli of mila, so that way they won't be choshed you. But of course, if that's true, then you could also hide it and just have witnesses that you were carrying it so that nobody would come to be choshed you. Or it may be that where it's possible to carry it in the open, everybody sees it, it's adif that it be in the open rather than be witnessed, because we bedakta want people to see the extent at which mila is important to you. So it's more of a presume mitzvah, the chavivut of the mitzvah. That would be two ways of understanding it, in which case we would say, if it's not b'shat takana, it has to be megula. The other way of understanding is, if it's not b'shat takana, it could be megula, it's fine. If it's takana, the only option you have is that it should be with adif. So that's our question. Taima de Rabbi Eliezer. The reason that Rabbi Eliezer said that the knife should be in the open, is that mishum chivuvei mitzvah, to let people know how valuable the mitzvah of mila is that it's doka Shabbos? Or d'yoma mishum chishada? Is it because we don't want people to be choshed you that you're carrying just anything on Shabbos? L'may nafkamina, of course, would be l'atuyei mechusel p'yedim. In a case where there's no sakona, do you have an option to carry the sakin shamila that is not evident, but you have witnesses in case anybody's noticed, that you should know that it's a sakin shamila. So yeah, mishum chavuvei mitzvah begula in mekuselot. If the reason that Rebbe Eliezer said it should be in the open is because people bedavka should see it, so then he's telling you it's got to be in the open. You don't have an option of witnessing the kisui that you have in sakin shamila. But yamrit mishum cheshada. If the only problem is in the negative, it's not that I'm trying to be nefarious or something, it's just I don't want anybody to be hushed, I'm carrying something else, so then it really wouldn't matter. He's saying you can do it megula, but you could also do it mechuseh, as long as you have witnesses. Shachadam, my. Which one of the two approaches is correct? Itzma Amar Rabbi Levi, Lo Amra, Rabbi Eliezer, Ela Lechavuvei Mitzvah. Rabbi Levi has insisted that the meaning of Rabbi Eliezer's psak of megula is because if a doctor wanted it to be megula, to teach people the extent at which the mitzvah is chaviva. Tanya nami achi, meviyo megula, ve'im meviyo mechuseh. Indeed, the Braita said that Divrei Rabbi Eliezer is it must be in the open. And you do not have an option of, unless of course it's a takana, you don't have an option of covering it. Omer Ravashi, you know, if you would have looked carefully at the Mishnah, you would have seen immediately that that's the meaning. You don't have to go to the Braita. Mataniti nami deka. If it's an option, give it as an option. And obviously, it's the option I will take. If you're telling me this is the only time to use the option, I mean, that means that normally there's akhada to carry it in the open because you want people to feel the importance of mila, that it's doche Shabbos. So if you'll, therefore, says Ravashi, you see in the Mishnah b'sakana in shelo b'shata sakana lo, shemamino, which clearly indicates that the reason that he said it needs to be meguleh, is mishum chavuvei mitzvah shvamina, and that settles it. Tanya Ida, there's another braita that says mevio meguleh ve'in mevio mechuseh. You bring it only in the open, and when you have the option, in other words, you cannot bring it with Aden covered, unless of course it's a sakana. Rabbi Yehuda emer mishum Rabbi Eliezer, noagina yinu b'shata sakana, where we had a problem, then we were noeg to bring it mechuseh, but we were makbid al piyadim, which is to introduce a new element of chashad. But the original aspect is not chashad oriented, it's chibuvei mitzvah oriented. Iboilo, when you say al piyadim, do you mean literally edim, or you mean another person should be aware of it? You need two edim, I mean, we're not going to court over here. So does edim mean ihu bechad, he and one other person, in other words? And we're using the word edim loosely because he's obviously unable to testify about his own actions. Odemo who betray. Does it mean you literally need, beside himself, two other people? Toshma ubisakana mechaseo api edim? Look, the word edim means edim. I mean, yeah, bishlemo who betray. If you're going to accept that the meaning is two other people, fine, you can use the word edim. Aliyamit who bechad? What do you mean edim? Obviously, he himself cannot testify together with another person about anything in which he has a stake. No, my edim means the two people that under normal circumstances where we would be talking about a court case to discuss witnessing something, okay, over there, we would call them edim. We're using that word loosely to say, I'll be edim, that's all. Doesn't mean that. Since we're not going to court, we don't have to be mocked on the technical meaning of edim. But it means there should be witnesses, that is to say, those who saw it, not those who can testify to it. Two people, me and another guy. Yeah, why not? The Odomar Rabbi Eliezer. Tana Rabbonon b'mekom Moshe Rabbi Eliezer. Indeed, this is not a theory. In Rabbi Eliezer's area, where he was the Rav, they actually are yukotim etzim, lasot b'chamim, lasot barzel b'shabbat. They did that. It's not that he was saying shalom l'maisa. B'mekom Moshe Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who was matir, eating birds that are cooked in milk, they used to eat, it's not a theoretical psak, they used to eat milk chickens. Levi, equal to the Yosef Rishba, and Levi once came to visit. Yosef Rishba was a famous trapper, he had all kinds of exotic foods. He served this exotic dish, a peacock head, in milk. Now, he didn't eat it. I felt a little bit funny walking into a kosher restaurant serving basa b'chala. And Kiyata Lakami, the Rebbe, so he comes to Rebbe, he tells him about the Maitzah. So Rebbe said, my God, you should have put a stop to this. Amailo Tashim Tinu, why didn't you put him into Nidui? Or Marle, I say, you're a beautiful. First of all, I mean, I'm not the rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira is the Rav. And how do I know how he passed it? Amina, I thought to myself, Dilma Darash look Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Maybe he holds, like the sheep that Rabbi Yosef Aglili, who is matir birds in milk. Titznan Rabbi Yosef Aglili Omer. It says in the very same pasuk, Lo tochlu kol nevela, and ends the pasuk with Lo tevashel gedi b'chalei vimo. Therefore, my first conclusion is that only etcha asur mishum nevela, asur levashel b'chalav. You only have a problem, in other words, there's no problem in the local McDonald's, there's no problem of eating a cheeseburger. Other than the fact that, of course, the meat's straight. But there's no problem of the mixture of the meat and the milk, because there's no there's no nevela, no issa nevela on the burger. There's just an issa of tameh, what we call tarfus. Doesn't mean literally tarfus, of course. So that's the first issue. Now, you might say, but wait a minute, if that's the case, a bird does have an issa nevela, a kosher bird. So nevela, maybe the issa of lo tevashel kediba chalevi mo includes ov. And therefore, ov shasur mishum nevela yachol yehi asur levasher b'chalav. You might think that there's a problem in cooking a chicken in milk. No, chas v'sholom. Hamaz omar b'chalev imo. Have you ever seen a bird nursing at its mother's breast? It never happened. And therefore, obviously, yatsa ov she'im b'chalev. Why would the pasuk be referring to birds if birds don't have mothers that have milk? Only those things that are also mishum nevela. There's mishum nevela on a chazir. So you can have a ham sandwich with milk. Assuming you have no problem with the ham. Yeah. And in fact, Om Rav Yitzchak, you should know that Ir Achat, Haitav Eretz Yisrael, Shayu Osin Karav Eliezer, there was a city in Eretz Yisrael that Paskin this way had a tradition for many years that they would actually be over on Chilul Shabbos for anything that had to do with a milah all the way up. Volume 18 Bismanam, and nobody died young in that town. It was a peaceful, happy, long-lived town. Velo od elashpan achat gazra malchut harsha'ah gzeira Yisrael al hamila. There was one time a Roman gzeira against mila, while otanya lo gazra. Somehow or other, magically, that city was never included in the decree against mila, which just goes to show you. Which just goes to show you that there's no inyan of thinking that there's a problem in being knowing. You're knowing al pi halacha. What's enough kamina? Other people pass this way. They don't pass this way. We say elu divrei elokim chayim. Even though we don't pass them like Rebbe Eliezer. What are you going to say? That someone who was samech Rebbe Eliezer went to look it in, and we should all yell at them and put up signs about them. My God, the world was very happy with them. So yeah, you don't pass them like him. We do pass them like him. Which is, of course, a general, very important issue. You have people running all over the place trying to find the most chomer to get sacked. When there's some problem with the Semech on your rub, that this is the psak, unless he's incompetent. But otherwise, you have a right to be Semech on the psak. You can go. I want to ask Rabbi Yashiv. Who asked you to ask Rabbi Yashiv? Ask your rub. I didn't know my father's that saw once. Rabbi Meisha had paskined early on in the States that the use of a microphone on Shabbos was prohibited in shuls. At the time when everyone was using microphones. And to the extent that he said it had a difficult Shabbos, and they started to consider Rabbonim that used microphones on Shabbos to be already, the Pasul Eivis, the Gittin of Suwan, God only knows it, and the Chal Shabbos, Rav Meisha says that it's a real Shabbos. My father said, well, once I asked Rav Meisha, if a guy is Seinech on a Pesach, his Rav, who told him that it's mutter to use a microphone on Shabbos, you have a problem? With such a rope, Chassar Shalom. What's the problem? What am I supposed to be the Pesach Ador? Whoever he has is perfectly okay. Nowadays, there's no such thing. There's a Pesach Ador, as if we have a Muflash of a Bezdin Zmanada. And it's interesting that Ramesh himself speaks out in a number of Chuvas that we have no concept of Muflash Zmanada. There's a beautiful letter, by the way. Somebody wrote him apologetically that, you know, as Kashas on his Psaq, chat with Kakaton. The Major writes him back, what's this apologetically? Why do you use such a tone? If you hold on, I understand. You think I'm not open to being proven wrong? And you don't have a chiyuv to tell me that I'm wrong? Do we have today a concept of Muflash of the Torah that you cannot argue with him and so on? Christ, for sure, I'm happy you write there. And you should never apologize and so on. And that's the approach. Today, there's supposed to be one sack with Kol Yisrael, which is incredible, because that's the whole problem, of course, of the breakdown of our Beth Dagon. We don't have one sack with Kol Yisrael. What are you going to do? What? Of course. My dear sir, have you never spoken to someone with a hearing aid on Shabbos? I don't know anybody with a matir hearing aid. So I don't know. Something's funny. What's that?
One day microphone.
Yeah. Sorry? I will give you the number. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Kol mitzvah shekiblu aleihem betzimcha, kegon milah. Now, the reason that we bring this is a very interesting thing. The concept of chavivas, of mitzvah, and so on, interestingly enough, belongs to Rabbi Eliezer de Mila. Why? Because of that one word, megulah. Since we came out with an understanding and a mission, the Rebbe Eliezer de Mila holds that there's an element of being mefarsim, the simcha, which extends your mechavev the mitzvah. Therefore, the Gemara here discusses elements of the joy that we have in mitzvahs, as opposed to our attitudes about certain mitzvahs that we don't take joy in, and which therefore completely changed the way in which historically we relate to the mitzvah, which is fascinating. So, Tanya Reb Shimon Gamliel, Kol mitzvah shekiblu aleihem besimcha. Where Klal Yisrael had an attitude of joy about a mitzvah, kegon mila. Where do we see mila was always looked at? Rashi says kegon besimcha means you make a suda, make a party. So where you make a party, good. Kegon mila, this is such a nokel in Menachah kemotzei shalal rav. And the Gemara darshins that in Menachas. Remember, we had the old sugya in which, first of all, imratecha. What's the specific imratecha? That there was one mimer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was said not together with the Torah. That was Mila, which was Mitzvah basically on its own. And then there was the Sasanof, the whole story with David when he was in the Beit HaMerchatz, that he felt he was without mitzvahs until he realized that he's always with the mitzvah of Mila. So Adayin Osimota B'Simcha, we find that people relate to this mitzvah with joy. But every mitzvah that began with a miserable reaction, Kegon Arayot, nobody was happy with that arayot business. As it says right away, Vayishma Moshe ha'am bochel mishpechotav. What's a mishpechotav? Aliske mishpechotav. With all these mitzvahs now, who you're allowed to sleep with, who you're not allowed to sleep with, it's just terrific. So, memela adayin osim ota biktatan, which is fascinating, because we do make a party at a chasana. Says the Gemara, we make a party. Did you ever see a happy chasana? They're always fighting between the sides. The lek ektuva, the lo ramo beitigra. Have you ever seen ektuva, a tnoyim, whatever, in which the sides aren't fighting with each other? How much are you giving? And it's a cheap kike and so on and so forth. And that's part of the simcha. So why is that? Because it started with arguments. Had Klal Yisrael dedicated themselves to the concept of a home and a family and the willing to be mavater on the arayas completely, none of this would happen. Yeah. You're fighting about things. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Kol mitzvah shemasur Yisrael atzman alayim l'mita b'shat gzirat ha-malchut. Those things that people were willing to face martyrdom in order not to be over, like Avodas Kochavim, which throughout the centuries was always an absolute no-no, no matter what the circumstances. People would give themselves and their families up and would not be over Avodas Kochavim. And Mila, they always risked their lives to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Mila. Adayin Mechzeket V'Yadam, those are the mitzvahs that are absolutely clear to Klal Yisrael. People don't worship Avodah Zarah, and every Tom, Dick, and Harry, whether he comes to Shul on Yom Kippur or not, is careful about the mitzvah Mila, which is astonishing to think about. However, those mitzvahs where people never viewed them as being worthwhile enough to give one's life up for, B'Shat Zerat HaMalchut, for instance, Tfilin, it's been worthwhile. So Adayin Imerufa V'Yadam, those are the mitzvahs that are Shvach, and that people just don't really care about. The Omer of Yanai, Tefillin tzrichin guf naki ke'elisha ba'al kenafayim. Where do we see this? Says Rav Yanai, look, you need to have a body that is so carefully clean, like Elisha ba'al kenafayim. So we need to find one guy to look at. Apparently, people weren't that makbid on guf naki. Mayi am rabbi shelo yafiach ba'ad. You shouldn't have flatulence with your tefillin. Rabbi mashelo yisham ba'am. You have to worry that maybe... Obviously, everybody's moda that you cannot sleep with film. And everybody is moda that you cannot release flatulence with film. So what then is the machlokas? Well, you have to be koshish. In other words, according to Rava, we have to make sure that this is the type of person who won't fall asleep without realizing it. He won't doze off. Certain people maybe shouldn't be wearing film. But maybe that's only in Davyomi. Shouldn't wear film in Davyomi. Whereas according to Abaye, you don't have to be choshish after the kach. Someone who blows off, you know, but as long as he can control himself in other ways. So when my korolei alisha balkana fine, as we already saw and remember, we make till today, every single day when we fold our tefillin, we remember alisha balkana fine, which is the one reason we make those little wings on our tefillin shel rosh. There's a memory of the alisha balkana fine. So there's a reason.
Some make
in the shel rosh.
No,
it's only in the shel rosh, in the not the kesher, the folding. So what was the mice over there with the Yishev Balkan Afayim? She pa'am achat gazra malchut harasha'a gizera Yisrael, she kol aminia tefilin harosho, yikarut mocho. They said, look, we catch any of you Jew boys wearing those boxes on your head, we put a little chisel right through to where the box was. Oh, is that your brain? So sorry. V'haya alish aminia tefilin v'yatza l'sho. So Raul Kazdor Achad, this policeman, sees him, starts chasing him, Ratz Milchama. So he tries to run away. Ratzacharav, the guy catches him, Kibbutz Yatzo. So he sees him catching up with him, Natlan Mirosho. He takes off his tool, he grabs him, Vakazan Biyadon, he puts him in his hand. Omar Le Mabiyatcha, what are you carrying? Omar Le, what do you mean? Kanfeyona, I'm obviously carrying, I'm carrying pigeon wings, pigeon feathers. Vashat Yadon, he opens his hands, and sure enough, inside there's Kanfeyona. Dove feathers. Leficha, you're going to Balkan Afayim. Because of that, they used to call him Elisha Balkan Afayim. Why did he choose Kanfeyona of all crazy things to say to the policeman? Maishla Kanfeyona, Omer Lesharofot, because there ain't anything here. Mishum Dadani, Knesset Leona, Knesset Yisrael Leona. Shinema, Kanfeyona, as we saw before, call yourselves Mishubach, has Kanfeyona Nechpeba Kesev, Vevroter Birakrak Harutz. So the Yona is Yisrael. The Knafayim of the Yona is the mitzvah that it does, that keeps it flying, it keeps it protected. So ma Yona zo Knafayim meginot aleihem, ap Yisrael mitzvot meginot aleihem. So therefore, normally birds will attack you with their beaks and so on and so on. Yona, either it escapes or it tries beating you with its wings, but it doesn't attack with a beak. So too, the rotea, the particular wing, is Yirakrak Harutz, it's like a covered with Charitzut, we're preparing the Asiyas HaMitzvah, with Rizus.
Okay.
No, it's not unusual at all. No, but that was the mitzvah that he was Moser himself on. But the question of here is, how do we see that they weren't Moser themselves on? So Rashi learns because he was the only guy. So the fact that we should use one person as a dugma must mean that it was not common to care for tefillin. Tosa says just the opposite, that the best guy wasn't Moser Nefesh on it. You should have stood up to the Roman. He said, what's your problem? I'm wearing tefillin. He was a Shasa Shmad, and you should have faced him down. Instead, to hide the tefillin, you ran away. So if you run away, so then that's already an interesting difference in approach here. So it means that you're not ready to stand up tall and proud. Omre Baba Barav Ada, Omre Yitzhak, Ba'ama Chak Shachu. They once forgot to bring the night for the Mila before Shabbat. Shabbat, and they went ahead and brought it on Shabbat, their Gagot, their Chatzirot. They were carrying the knife instead of through Rishut HaRabim. They carried it over rooftops and through Chatzirot in order to avoid going through Rishut HaRabim. Shalob Ritzon Rav Eliezer, against Rav Eliezer's will. What? Ask you for Rav Eliezer, but what are you talking about? Shalob Ritzon Rav Eliezer. I thought Rav Eliezer is the one who says it's mutter. Adrabah. Rav Eliezer, who the shori, he's the one who says you're allowed to carry the Yizmah on Shabbat. But see, Tana, maybe you'll tell me. I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me, well, Shalom, it's on Rav Eliezer, because Rav Eliezer held you should take it through Rishut HaRabim. And they went ahead and they bedaska, drayed a cup over here to carry over rooftops and so on. They should have just taken it directly and not brooked any delay. So maybe that's the chat, that Shalom, it's on Rav Eliezer, who is shori, Apil Rishut HaRabim. So then, what are you saying, Shalom Bertzon Rav Eliezer, my dear? So then, Bertzon who? Elabah. Bertzon the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan who asked, they argued Rav Eliezer. They asked Derech Rishut Rabim, but they were matir, Derech Gagot, Derech Hatzerot, Derech Karkifot. It's not true. Absolutely not true. Because of Mishori. Did the Rabbanan who argued with Rav Eliezer matir to go not through Rishut Rabim, even in Isid Rabbanan? No, they were not. Because of Atanya, the same way that the Rabbanan were not matir chilul Shabbos, kach ein medino to lo derech gadot v'lo derech karchifot v'lo derech atzerot. They were not matir, even bringing it through a place without an Erev, without an Erev Chatzeres. We're carrying it over a gog that belonged to two different people underneath. So in other words, they are diametrically opposed to Reb Eliezer. So what are you telling me? Shalobritz on Reb Eliezer. If you want to tell me that it's Shalobritz on even Reb Eliezer, because Reb Eliezer would have wanted you to carry through Shutrabi, just say so. That they did it Shalobritz on anybody. Because they didn't make Reb unhappy, they didn't make Reb Eliezer happy. But don't tell me Shalobritz on Reb Eliezer, which implies that they made the Reb unhappy. Which is a shot. You okay? You bleeding?
I can see my
finger. I just wanted to see. I thought you were worried you were blood. That's a thrill. So how do you explain that? Answers, Ravashi. I'm Ravashi. No, you're right. When they said Shalom B'Tzor Reb Eliezer, they meant against all of the shitot in our Mishnah, even Reb Eliezer. But there was a shita that they did follow. It was Shalom B'Tzor Reb Eliezer umaklakuto. Against Reb Eliezer and those who argue with Reb Eliezer in our Mishnah. And then whose shita were they following? Ela B'Ritzon Rabbi Shimon. You see, there is a very important three-way machloket about how to view the nature of the Rishuyot Rabbanan. Remember that in Yoraita, essentially, we only have two Rishuyot. Rishut HaRabim, Rishut HaYachid. Now, the Rabbanan extended the various dinim of Rishuyot. So, as to say, for instance, a chatzer is a perfectly normal Rishut HaYachid, surrounded by mechitzot and so on. But because it's used by different diurim who open from their homes into the chatzer, so vis-a-vis the batim, we view the chatzer as a Rishut HaRabim. You're not allowed to carry from your bayit into the chatzer, unless you make an eruv, and then it's all considered to be one chatzer. So let me ask you something. How about carrying from one chatzer into another chatzer? What's the status? Is each chatzer given now a different din? So it's a reshut b'fnei atzmo. In the same way you can't carry from a house into a chatzer, you can't carry from a chatzer into a chatzer. Would you say that? Or for instance, you have on top of a building, you may have rooftops, which are shared by a number of apartments that are underneath the roof. Now that roof could be looked at as a chatzer that has various people that now own that chatzer. So what would be the status of a roof? Or how about a karfat? We know that a karfaf, there's two dinam of karfaf. A karfaf is basically an open park area or yard. But we wouldn't call it a yard because a karfaf is not who cuts the dira. It's not part of a place where people live. It's part where people come in and they will take a walk and so on, but it's not for living purposes. So therefore, it's not a chatz. The karfaf shalohu cuts the dira had two dinam. If it's less than beit sa'atayim, the size, so then you can carry within the karfaf as if it's reshut hayachid. Of course, when you write, it's completely reshut hayachid. If it's more than Beit Satayim, because of its size, it reminds you already of a carmelite. And therefore, we pretend it doesn't have the requisite machitas and so on, and we assert carrying in it as if it were Rishut HaRabim. So you can't carry outside of Arba Amot. How about a mavui? A mavui is open at one end. You're not allowed to carry from it without an eruv, which in a mavui is called a shituf. Same idea. You're not allowed to carry from one chatzer into a mavui. Can you carry from one mavui into a mavui? There are various alleyways that open up into each other. We'll be there than that. So there are three very different shittot about this thing. Rabbi Meir holds all similar types. You can carry from one to the other. So in other words, from one gog, you can carry to any other gog. When you carry via gagot through a city, you're able to carry via gagot. Karfeif, from one to another, you can carry, if it's less than two sa. If it's more than Satayim, you can still carry from one to the other, but as long as the total carrying is less than our amount. Just as if it were a single Rishut. So a single Karfaf that's more than Beit Satayim, you can't carry more than our amount. Here too, you can't carry between two Karfaf, but you can carry from one to the other. So every type of Rishus, you can carry to any other type of Rishus. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Shimon that we're referring to over here, he holds they're all Rishut Achat. In other words, there's Batim, and then there's none but you. You can't carry from a house into another rishus without an eruv, but you can carry from one rishus into any other rishus. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita. That is one very important caveat, which is that what it is that you can carry is only a thing, an instrument, a kli, that had been in that rishus. In other words, in the same way that you can't carry from a house into a chatzer, even if you make an eruv, what was in the house is viewed as household goods, which you wouldn't be allowed to carry out of the chutz, even though you made an erev into the chutz. Whereas if that same pitcher, let's say, had been left outdoors on the table in the chutzner, then you could carry the pitcher anywhere you want into any chutzner. Or according to Rabbi Shimon, into any chutzner, into any roof, it's impossible. What do you do? What do you do? But you understand this? Yeah, but see, that's the thing. See, he'll lecture to 1,000 people. Okay. You figure out of 1,000 people, you got 15 people that are up. All right. So he's happy. Understand? But I'm giving a shiur only to whatever. So what's left? Good. So in the he's smiling at you the whole time. What do you know? Oh, it's me he's smiling at. Like, I don't give up. It is amazing. Sometimes I amaze myself. What's the point? No. Always optimistic. So
part of that, definitely.
Okay, so if we're going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon, we don't have a problem. Because if the izmo for the mila was left in a chutzin, so then lechatchila, you're doing, I mean, you could carry your child's book, tell them a story for that matter. What's the problem? So that's what it was referring to. Shalob, it's on Rabbi Yezek, you're not allowed to carry outside of a mokum that has a gomer. But ain't a kinami. There's no middle stage where it's only us at the Rabbanan, but it's not us at the Araita. That Rabbanan also would have disagreed upon. And then what it's referring to over here is Dafka Rabbi Shimon. Fine. I must tell you, there was one other shita that's a little bit confusing. It's not Nugear Gemara at all. But there was one other shita, which we'll get to an Erevin, which is the shita of the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, everything but Karfefot and Basim are one type of rishos. Karfav is another rishos, and Bayez is another rishos. But again, we don't have to worry about that right now. So, the next question is, if we're going here according to Rabbi Shimon, I didn't read it inside, actually. Let's just read the Mishnah. It's not Rabbi Shimon Omer. What is Rabbi Shimon Shita? Echad gagot, echad karfefot, echad katzerot, I don't care. Long as it's not the Bayez, kulam rishut akatein, they're all a single rishot, but only for kelim sheshaktu betochan. For an izma, let's say, that had been in the chutzner, or had been on the roof, or had been in the karfat, but not the kelim sheshaktu betoch habayit, even if there was an eruv that you removed the kli from the bayit into the chutzner, you cannot move it out of the chutzner, because it's still called the kli habayit.
So this izma that the kli was
and in our case, the izma was outdoors. And it was not...
How could I bring it to the bridge?
The bridge was outdoors. What did you have to say? And brought it into the chutzner. We'll see. I mean, the truth is no, but I don't want to confuse you, because there's a whole marsha on this that explains why the answer to that is no. But right now we haven't been desperately. We could have said it's in the chutzner. It's later that it becomes clear that we don't have to say that. What had it been if you didn't make a shituf mevaot? Mavui shelo nishtatruba. Mau letatel bekulo. What is the status? A very fascinating question. In other words, we know in a chutzner, you're allowed to carry around in a chutzner. You're just not allowed to carry from the bayit into the chutzner if you didn't make an eruv. But there's no question in a chutzner. We can give the chutzner a din of a reshut harav, but you're not allowed to carry within it. It's not like a karmelit, right? It's just a different reshut hayachid. What about a mavoi? And a mavoi is not quite the same. I'm in a chutzner, I feel surrounded. A mavoi, I feel open, because I'm always open. So how do they treat the mavoi within the mavoi? Forget about carrying. I understand I can't carry from a chutzner house into the mavoi. But if I have something in the mavoi, could I move it from one end of the mavoi to the other end of the mavoi, despite the fact that there was no shituf done there, and there's nothing that makes it all one place? So how do we look at it? I mean, do we look at it that it's similar to a chutzner? Or do ma lo dami la chutzner? Maybe it's not like a chutzner. Maybe, I think I left out the words ma chutzner before. Do we say, do we say it's no different than a chatzer? So just like a chatzer outside the batim, there's no problem carrying in the chatzer, even without an eruv. You just can't carry from the bayit into the chatzer, or from the chatzer into the bayit. So hainani, a mavoi is no different than that. Hapagav de lo nishtat fubo, mutal letatzer bekulo. Or do we say, no, it's not the same at all. The chatzer, it le'ar ba mechitzot. The chatzer, you feel securely surrounded by mechitzot, and therefore it seems to you that you're in a normal reshut hayachid, which is in fact the case. Mashenkin, when you're in a mavli, let le'arba mechitzot, so therefore maybe they were gozer to give a dinim like a karmelit. Inami, or perhaps chotzer it le'diurin. In the chatzar, you have people living, and so that makes you feel like it's all one rishus. But alek beyurin, it's more like a street. People every once in a while will come out, walk through the mavur. So then you feel like you're in a street. In a street, you can't carry more than arba amos. Shatik v'lo amalei v'lo v'idik. Reb Asi did not have an answer. Let me just finish reading. Zimnin Ashkechei. Now it's fascinating that the same two people met again. Rabbi Zera found Reb Asi sitting and was quoting something from Reish Lakish, who in turn was quoting, apparently it should say Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, which would be more reasonable than Rabbi Shimon is quoting, but Rabbi Shimon Lakish was quoting, not Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So he was quoting Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, Pa'am Akat Shakub Lo Yiviyu Hizmal Me'er Shabbat, Behiviyu B'Shabbat. One time they brought it on Shabbat, Ba'ayah Kasher Da'adavar L'Chachamim. The Chachamim were very upset. What's wrong with you guys? You're doing keneged the das of the road. You're following Rebbe Eliezer. It's bad enough. I mean, that's Rebbe Eliezer. Nobody should ever do Rebbe Eliezer. Call it the Rebbe Eliezer Shamuti. First of all, we know Rebbe Eliezer is a diehard Beit Shammai guy, and therefore you shouldn't follow his shita. That's one lashon from Yerushalmi that Rashi actually brings. It does this, is the meeting all over. The other lashon of Shamuti is that he was put into cherem with all famous mice or whatever shantu, because he refused to go back on his track. The Ode, but besides, even if it wasn't Rebbe Eliezer, was that a place of Banu's neighborhood? The place. The Ode, Yachid v'Rabim, Halakha k'Rabim. Furthermore, we pass him like a Rabim, even if he wouldn't have been a Shamut. All this is part of what he overheard him saying. The Omer Rav Oshe answered this by saying, well, I want you to know, I asked personally the Mayo, and that was Yassel the Mayo, who's the most famous Mayo, Rabbi Yehuda HaGozer, they used to call him, because he was a cutter man. And so they asked him, the Amarli, and he told me the Maisa Shahaya. The Maisa Shahaya was that it's not that they carried it on Shabbos. There you go again, people saying over these stories. It's a good thing you asked me, I can tell you the facts. It was a Mavu Shaloni Shtatfubo. The only problem was, it was no Shittif Mavu'ot. And they went and they carried it from one part of the Mavri to the other part of the Mavri. Everybody got off the tumbukal. You're carrying in the street. But of course, since it was a Mavri, it wasn't in the street. And you're allowed to carry from one end of the Mavri to the other end of the Mavri. Now, Rabbi Zera, who was listening to this, was absolutely struck dumb. But I asked him years ago what the din is. Can you carry in a Mavri from one end to the other? And he sat there and refused to answer. He obviously didn't know the answer. And now over here he's telling us over this story as if it's the most obvious thing in the world. But of course, if it was a mavush, what's the problem? You can carry it from one end of the mavi to the other. So he asks him, he says, excuse me, but severely lamar mavush, it's your opinion that this makes sense? That you can carry from one end of the mavi to the other? The Amarlay, and the Reb Zera answered, I'm sure. Why not? Amarlay, well, I once asked you, you wouldn't answer me. Is it because like you're in a flow mode that it just flowed back in? Yes, it's exactly what happened. Because I was flowing with this story over here, I just flowed back into mind. But that is indeed what I hold, now that you mention it.
So what, before you were flowing in different directions?
No, flowing in the mental psychological flow.
Now.
Yes, like yesterday, it was sentimental that J.D. Salinger was defining. See? But sentimentality. Sentimentality is caring more than God cares. I couldn't remember that for the life of me yesterday. But that's because I wasn't flowing with that signal. Itma. Amar Abizera Marab, Mava Shalonishta Fubo, Eimetal Talimbo Ella Biarba Amut. That if you didn't have a sheet of. So Rav here, Rabbi Zera quotes Rav as saying, you cannot be Metalto outside of Arba Amut. Omar Abaye, wait. It's not so simple. Hamilka Amra Rabbi Zera, yes, Rabbi Zera said that. But he didn't explain it. Because the truth is, think about this fascinating issue. There's two types of Mavo'ot that didn't have a Shittuf. You could have a Mavo'ot that didn't have a Shittuf for the Chatzerot that opened to the Mavo'ot. But the Chatzerot, each individually, had an Eruv with the Batim that opened into the Chatzerot. Or you could have a mavui in which there were chatzerot, in which the batim did not have access to the chatzer. Now, on the surface, that seems to be irrelevant to the mavui. And yet, fascinatingly, it turns out to redefine the case. So that the case of Rebbe Zera before, where he said there's no problem in carrying in the mavui, can be distinguished from this case in which he quotes Rav, where Rav is saying that you cannot carry in the moment. And comes along Rav Baragua, and he is mefarish in his follows. The Omer of Nachman, Omer Rav Baragua, Omer Rav, it's Rav himself who gave the explanation of his own son. We're just not reading, we're not just reading it in over here. That it depends. A mavush lo nishtatfu bo irvu chatzerot im batim emetatfu bo la barabamot. You indeed cannot carry without a sheet of mavo'ot in a case where the chatzerot that opened into the mavui, where each one of them had an erev with its own batim. But if a lo irvu chatzerot im batim, surprisingly, if there was no erev between the various chatzerot and the batim that opened onto that chatzerot, strangely enough, mutar letal tel bekulo. Now, I mean, now it's getting complicated enough that you can understand why Rebbe Zera was a little bit hesitant before. Now that he's telling you over the story of the case where they had an ismo that they carried, okay, I'll now go out of my way to figure out what that case was. But if you just ask me, whew, I remember it was awfully complicated. So it depends whether, gentlemen, I just want to mention something to you, that in this one little piece of Gemara over here, if you get it straight now, you've got most of the issues in Erevin. So it's worthwhile paying attention. It's really quite simple. The ideas are simple. We managed to get in all of the various elements of Chatzar and Mavui and their interrelationship in terms of Shittuf and Eruv. So it's good to pay attention for these next few lines that will serve you in good stead in the Gemaras to come. No, it's closed on one end. Closed on one end, and it has a simon on the other end of a lechi or a korah. And the only problem is that you didn't make a shituf.
And so the fact that people today.
And we're going to explain that. Omalei Reb Chanina Kozal Rab. Can you explain that to me? Because it sure doesn't make any sense to me. Maishna, now what's the difference? If you made the Eruv Katzeirot with the Batim, I mean, I assume that this is your explanation. I assume that what you're thinking is like this. If you make an Eruv of the various batim in the chatzer, then what actually has happened, technically speaking, is that all of the batim have become integrated into a single bayit. But that's what an Eruv does. It integrates, mixes, meshes. In which case, we can functionally view the chatzer as being a single bayit. Okay? And that would explain to me why it is that with the Eruv we've got a problem. We would have no problem. Because then, nitku chatzerot v'nasu batim, then the chatzerot basically disappear. The chatzerot become extended single batim, each one. This is Rav l'shitato, because Rav shita is that ein hamavui nitar, the lechi v'korah, achnu batim l'chatzerot p'tuchim l'tocho. You can only use the lechi and korah idea in a mavui if it's a technically correct mavui. A technically correct mavui is a mavui that has both batim and chatzerot opening to it, meaning you have a minimum of two chatzerot opening into the mavui, and you have a minimum of two homes in each chatzer that are the chatzerot that open into the mavui. That's what defines the mavui. Two chatzerot, each one consisting of a minimum of two batim. So perhaps what you're saying is that in a case where you now had the eruv, what happened is that the batim disappeared. Because you only have one bayit. Basically, the chatzer has become a single bayit. Since, according to Rav, this mavui no longer is technically defined as a kosher mavui, so you have batim, you have chatzerot. That's your logic, I would assume. But then I don't understand your consistency, because let's say you didn't make an eruv. If you lo irvu nami, why don't we see the opposite? If you don't make an eruv, can you carry from the houses into the chatzer? No. So suppose I would have taken a board and sealed up the homes. So now you don't have chatzerot and batim. But so then Rav l'shitato should say, how could I be matir a lechi and korah in a mavui where there are no homes opening into the chatzerot that open into the mavui? There's no homes. So therefore, it shouldn't make the slightest bit of difference whether you have made an erev or you haven't made an erev. If you made an erev, you messed up the mavui, the lechi and korah of the mavui. You messed it up by the fact that there's no homes. There's only a single home.
Because
there's only one home, and Eruv makes up a single home.
There were two homes, once you make the Eruv.
There's only one home. Or, if you didn't make an Eruv, you have zero homes. Because each of the houses is now banged up, closed off.
Why?
Because you can't carry from it. So for all intents and purposes, it might as well be sealed. So this home is now sealed off from the mobile. So why then does Rav say that if you didn't, if you made an Eruv Chatzeres, then you can't be Metab? Why? Because, I guess, because you don't have two homes in each chatzer. And if you did make an Eruv Chatzeres, either way you've got a problem, right? If you did not make an Eruv Chatzeres, you don't have any chatzer. So it should be even worse. So if you didn't make an Eruv Nami, it's even Nami Batim. Kibbad is a Tibbe Dabu. Why are they not simply sealed up homes? In which case you only have Chatzeres. You don't have any Batim. And that's not a kosher Bowman. Ah, wait. This is so much fun. Wait. Because they could always be Mevatel Rishus. The Kula Lugabe Chad. You see, there's the din is that if everybody gets together and they say, look, the Spolskis are making a Kiddush in the yard. They need to bring everything out. We forgot to make an Eruv. Let's all be Mevatel Rishus for the Spolskis. Now they can carry out. We can't. A lovely gesture.
On Shabbos.
Because now there's only one house. Because everybody else was Mavata, their rights to one family. So that family will now be... Now that can happen at any point. In which case you can't say there are no Batim. Right? Ah, but so. Bayitika. Batim leka. You'll only have the Spolsky. You won't have anybody else. So you're still going to have a problem. Nope, not true. Because you can always change your mind in the middle of the day. Let's say somebody else has a Kiddush in the afternoon. They can switch off. And now everybody can be Mabat Rishus to the other family in the bus.
In
the middle of Shabbos. So now there's only one Bayit at that time. But that means, after the Mitzafer about Pagad Yom L'Gabichad, Mipagad Yom L'Fanya L'Gabichad. So now you've got two homes.
Yeah, but not
the same. Ah, but so. The Eden of the Eden to the High led to the High, but you don't have two homes at the same time. Isn't it necessary to have two homes at the same time to be Matir the Mavli? Fascinating idea, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Because here you have space that is being defined by time. You don't have two spatial components at the same time, therefore you don't have two spatial components.
You can't make an Eruv on Shabbos, can you?
Right. Can't make an Eruv. But if you only have one Rishus, you don't need an Eruv.
Yeah, I understand that, but isn't this changing Rishus like changing an Eruv?
No, because you only have one Rishus. One
Rishus. Why is that? Why
not? A bias is an asset in a cluster unless there's more than one person living there. So now over here, they're all... living. Anyway, well, but I mean, the Gemara is metallic, but we'll see when we get there. Private chutzim. When you say private, you mean there's no other homes?
Yeah.
No. It has other homes.
Chutzim
mishutak, yeah. El Amram. So clearly the logic that we assumed in Rav cannot be based on the technical description of the chutzim vis-a-vis the Mavli because of the Eruv. That's not the point. So what is the point? Elam Ravash, I'll tell you, the point is like this. Migaram lechatzirot sheyesu. How does the whole thing start? That's nothing to do with the description of the Mavli. That's not the point. The point over here is that what is it that ushers the Mavli in the first place? Well, the only thing that ushers it is the kalim, the fact that there's batim there. So therefore, migaram lechatzirot sheyesu batim, maleka. There's no longer a problem, Bechlal, of requiring a Shitofir anyway. Because if it wouldn't be because of the Batim, if you hold, and here we get back to the Shita of Rabbi Shimon that we talked about before, if you hold, and it happens to be that it's exactly how Rav holds in Eretz, if you hold like Rabbi Shimon, without Batim, Chatzerot, Karfefot, Mevo'ot, Gagot, are all one Rishos. The only reason that you have to look at the Mavri as a different kind of Rishos is because you've got household goods that are coming now into the Chatzerot. So now the Chatzerot are no longer all one Rishus, because the Chatzerot have become part of the Batim. But if you don't have an Eruv, you don't have a problem. Because there is no Batim now that will change the status of the Chatzer. Therefore, Chatzer Mavri, all one Rishus. So why can't I carry from one down to the other? It's the equivalent of Shituf. And therefore, we have no problem in this case. But of course, that's only assuming that we fasted like Rabbi Shimon. So again, we started with this case of where they brought the Ismael through what we thought was Yitzhak Ravana. Turned out it was talking about they moved it through Gagot, Karfikot, and so on. I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. And we finally came to recognize that even in a single Mavli, if you don't have an Eruv in that Mavli, in the Chatzerot, then the Chatzerot and Karfikot and Mevaot, according to Rabbi Shimon, would all be the same Rishus, and therefore you could carry throughout the Mavli. As our president pointed out, however, earlier, you still wouldn't be allowed to get it into a house on the other end of the Mavli. In which case, the assumption would be that the Mila took place in the alley. which is very strange. And indeed, Rashi says it took place in the house, which now raises that whole Pandora's box. So what good is the teretz if the end is going to have to carry from the mavoi into the house to be continued?
Maybe the baby
box. The mavoi is allowed only if all the families on the body calls decide to make a decision or make a move to mevater.
No. No. The correct way for a mavoi is a mediator. The normal way is to do a shittur, in which they take a little bit of food,
yeah,
and then
it's
open
to everybody.
Then it's open to everybody.
Right.
But if they didn't... Oh, yes, but sorry, Shabbat.
When are we going to
do that? You want 8:30 or 9? How do you want to do it? 9 is more convenient to you?
9 is better than
8:30. Okay, 9. We're getting earlier. We're getting earlier.